Good afternoon, Bill.
Tim, how are you doing? How's the summer going?
It is the middle of summer, isn't it?
It is the middle. It's actually July the 7th when we're taping this.
We're taping this on July the 7th, which gives us 5 weeks?
5 short weeks of summer left.
5 short weeks of summer left. Which means we're pretty much halfway through. And it has been a good summer, relatively cool.
Yes, it has been. Ruined the first half of the garden season, but the second half is going to come in okay.
That was purely in my mind, was the garden season.
Well, it should be.
I was thinking, I actually could go outside without sweating to death, but, the garden season falls there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Boston. Boston was just playing in the background.
Boy, what a band of the 80s. One of the bands of the 80s. One of my favorites.
Oh, really? One of your favorites?
When yes.
When I went into the CD store, we used to buy these things. They're called compact discs.
Oh yeah,
this was after the tapes.
After 8-track or cassette.
cassettes, correct. I bought two albums, Boston at the time, and then the B-52s. Those were the two CDs I walked
out. More than a feeling on that one.
Yeah, everybody had to sing Rock Lobster, right?
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's right.
Did.
That's right.
That was
right.
In the 70s.
Well. Our special guest with us today, Jan West.
Yeah, the district testing coordinator. Did I get that right, Jan?
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
We are excited to have Jan West with us, and as Bill just said, she is the district testing coordinator. What is a district testing coordinator? Why don't you help us out, Jan?
Introduce yourself. Tell us what you are and who you are.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me. The district coordinator is really, the title explains itself. There are lots of tests in our district, from kindergartners to 12th graders, and somebody's got to coordinate those tests. And that's not a very pleasant topic for most people.
I was going to say, probably not.
But I pride myself on making an unpleasant activity as pleasant as it can be. So,
well,
we might
have to have you on again with some other testing questions.
Yeah,
but, sure. Number 7 and number 11.
algebra.
I was thinking more like three letters, but we can go into those another time, or four letters, anyhow you want to work at it. But today we're talking about two letters. We specifically would like to ask you some questions about gifted and talented in our district.
Sure.
And since you are the testing coordinator, we thought a great place to start. How are our students identified for gifted and talented? I mean, can I just say, I think this student has it, whatever that is?
Well, you can say that, Tim, mm-hmm. but that is not where it ends.
Oh, okay.
One thing that I think is very important for parents and students to understand is that in Fort Mill, we didn't make up the criteria and the process ourselves.
So this wasn't a bunch of Fort Millians sitting around going, I like this.
That's exactly right.
I tried my best Southern accent on
that.
It didn't work.
It didn't?
No, not so great. But that's all right. Perhaps you're not GT in linguistics.
In linguistics.
Thank you. I appreciate the qualifications.
I'm definitely not.
Anyway, we do follow the State Department of Education's profile to identify gifted students. And it's a three-part profile.
Okay.
The first part is aptitude testing, and that's the test of reasoning abilities. Some people call it IQ, although that's not quite right.
Okay.
But it is the ability to learn and to figure things out. The second part is achievement testing, and that's those are the kinds of tests that people are most familiar with, because those are given just about every year, and they parallel to what the student has been taught, what he has learned in the classroom situation, and what he can demonstrate on a test at the end of the year. That is standard for all students. And
now, before we get to the third one,
sure.
I get this question often. Is there, at least on those two, is there any way my child can study for this? Or?
Well, I think that the studying for achievement test comes during 180 days of the school year.
Got it.
And the summer reading.
And the summer reading.
And everything else.
And keeping that brain tuned in and fine-tuned all
through
the
summer.
Being
a diligent student.
Exactly. Learning what's being taught. Asking extra questions. As far as aptitude testing, in some ways, I don't think you can prepare for that, because it'd be like me saying, how could I be taller, you know?
Gotcha.
But the other part of that is some test-taking skills and some savviness and maybe some maturity in understanding how to focus on a test.
Okay.
And so If we're looking at second graders, which is when they first take an aptitude test, they may not be maturely able to demonstrate what they have, and that's why we give them other opportunities later.
Okay. So you said aptitude and achievement.
Right.
And this is a threefold test.
That's correct.
So what's this third one?
The third one is performance. And performance is different in elementary than it is in middle and high school.
Okay.
Performance is assessed with a performance task assessment, which is another test, but a really different kind of test for second through fifth graders. It measures the child's ability to listen to a new lesson, ask pertinent questions, catch on quickly, and apply that new knowledge very quickly.
Interesting.
Independently. For grades 6 through 12, that third category or third dimension is monitored or measured with the GPA in core academic classes.
Okay. All right. Well, that gets us to begin to identify a child to get them into what would be our gifted and talented programs.
Right.
How important is it to get students into the gifted and talented program?
Good question. From a district's perspective, we as a collective district, all of the teachers in every school, administrators, everybody at the district, their school board, our mission is to serve students to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
And if students have exceptional needs, whether they are academically gifted or if they are visually impaired, it is part of our responsibility to recognize that and to have a program that serves those particular needs. Academically gifted students are sometimes misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Are often misunderstood, and so a program that challenges and supports them is pretty important.
Okay.
Just a basic curiosity question on my part. What percentage of students in Fort Mill, and I know it changes some, are considered GT, or test into, or identified, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, I love your question, because I'm going to answer one way, and then I'm going to have a second answer.
Sounds good to me.
What percentage?
GT to me.
That's a G. Second, yeah, going to the second level. 100% of our students in Fort Mill School District are gifted and talented.
Yes, they are.
How many are identified according to the state profile as an academically gifted student? About 40%.
Okay. And that's by the time
the
they reach.
In. That is when you're considering grades 3 through 12, okay, which is when we start identifying.
It sure makes it hard in high school to be in the top 10% of your class.
It does.
I'm just saying.
Is that from experience?
Yes.
I've got a high schooler.
For me, it is, yes. Not for Tim, for me, yes.
Which is an important place to be, I guess.
It is.
Well, and that is something to know, that we've got a lot of identified students. And so we do put a lot of emphasis and effort into making sure we're meeting the needs of our gifted and talented, along with any of our children. As soon as you started talking about our mission, of course, I thought children first. And we do. We, whether it be gifted and talented or anywhere in the spectrum, children first.
Right.
And we're looking for any way that we can reach every child with the potential they've got.
I think it's real important to acknowledge that when we have a district where such a high percentage qualify by state criteria, sometimes that makes those who do not qualify feel a little less than, and that's a really unfortunate situation. And
yes,
it's not one that we created or that we want to be a parent and want to be active in people's minds. We do need to identify and serve students who are academically gifted, but it's not as if we're ignoring the rest of the students.
By no means. Mr. Wyatt, Bill, and I, we teach both gifted qualified as gifted and those that are not. And, I give them both. Give all students the best
rigor
efforts
and
I got.
Challenge.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The potential is there.
Right.
That's right.
Indeed. you've kind of touched on this a little bit already. This is very, I guess, for the lack of better words, very academic based when we start talking about our gifted and talented program.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I start thinking about all the other kind of gifts. We've touched on a little bit ourselves, from leadership to creativity. You know, I would almost argue, and you can argue against me, and I'm okay with that, that we need to do something for them. Or are we, and I'm missing it? You know, are we, I mean, I can do that in my classroom, but is there something the district's doing, that schools do, that we are doing to make sure that we are trying to reach our creative students that just excel at art or leadership in many different ways?
Oh, yes. I think that you're certainly right. There are lots of different ways to be gifted. And we shortchange ourselves as a society when we don't acknowledge that there are many mm-hmm. different ways to be intelligent or gifted or extra special talented. I think that we have athletes that have just tremendous talent and giftedness.
We obviously have quite a gifted band.
Right.
At both schools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have artistic leadership kids, ones who perhaps are just, their interpersonal skills or intrapersonal skills are just exceptional for their age. They're wise beyond their years. They understand how to fit into a mix and understand other people, and they're little diplomats when they're 12. And
I've had a few of those.
That's really interesting, that's to acknowledge. Yeah, playing mom against dad and how to get your way and negotiate. Those are talents.
Do we have programs or opportunities?
Support systems. How do we enhance those?
Serve the rest.
Yeah. Besides the academic giftedness, how do we serve these other areas?
Well, I'm not sure that everybody is aware that we have an artistically talented program in the summers following 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade.
So you're saying after a student's completed 6th grade?
Correct.
Okay.
Had no idea.
Nope.
And that we partner with Winthrop University, and students can audition, and they can be recommended for the program.
Very neat.
And then they go to a 3-week, absolutely free, the district pays for a camp experience.
Neat.
Where they study with master teachers and professors. And
wow.
It's great. It is a beautiful program.
3 weeks paid with some master teachers.
Yes.
College professors. Wow.
Helping them enhance their gifts.
And that's more the artistic bent.
It is.
Okay.
It is. And then that can segue into high school, where we have many, many very popular and extraordinary electives to enhance those artistically gifted talents.
Yeah, I'm looking around the room where we're interviewing, and I'm going to make a guess and say that someone in the district took these photographs.
Correct.
And they tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
They're talented. I could not take these kind of photographs.
No, Bill.
No, you've seen my ability, haven't you?
You've got other gifts and talents.
Oh, me. Oh. Just like to leave it open to the audience. If you've ever got any questions about GT program, about GT identification, about any of these things, please contact your child's teacher first.
Yep.
And let's work through that. But anybody at the district office, I've found more than helpful.
And every school has a specially trained GT contact mm-hmm. in as one of the assistant principals in each school.
Okay.
And so that's a good go-to person. There are a lot of misunderstandings, and I, you know, we wouldn't be educators if we didn't want people to be educated.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So ask questions instead of assuming or being uncomfortable with the way you think the program is. I think good, honest answers are beneficial. And we're always trying to improve, too.
Yeah. Well, this has been an education for me. I've definitely learned some new things. Like I said, I know we've focused on GT, particularly this time around, for something Bill and I are working on. But would love to have you back to talk about other testing situations, coordinations,
Sure.
Anywhere from map to pass, and where the, how those grades affect you or don't affect you. Right. And particularly as my own children go into high school, I'm probably going to, as they progress, the difference between the SAT and the ACT.
So again, Jan, we just want to thank you for meeting with us, taking a quick time to share with us some of these thoughts, and I guess enjoy the rest of the summer.
Enjoy these 5 weeks. They're going to go by before you know it.
I would assume summer's probably a little busier.
I didn't get my tomatoes yet.
They're in the truck.
Okay.
They're in the truck baking. Okay. Of course, you're going to have to split your tomatoes with Hazel Epps. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I better not mind.
Oh, so if you guys need tomatoes, Bill White has them. You just go over to his farm and start picking them.
Right? Yeah, right.
Pick your own.
You'll be met with a shotgun.
And that's another podcast.
Wait, are we editing?